disabilities should also be able to enjoy all the fundamental rights and freedom.
Let me make mention here that there's no one who is above the law.
The Neighborhood, a platform to learn, experience, and resolve.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
Our mission is a proclamation of God's great love and salvation to His generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, Alex Sianga. UPND worried over lack of a strong opposition. Chishimba Kambuli sentenced to 5 months imprisonment with hard labor. Body of former Nigerian leader Buhari to be flown home for simple burial. And Joseph Sitali sends emotion warfare to mind. Now the news in detail. United Party for National Development, UPND Media Director, Max Mue, has challenged opposition parties to come up with a clear manifesto instead of using a dead body as a campaign material. Speaking during a media engagement at UPND Secretariat, Mr. Mue says the party is concerned about the fact that there is no opposition to provide clear checks and balances for the country. Mr. Mue has stated that it is evident from the by-elections that the opposition are having its difficulty to defeat the ruling party even after combining their results. He described the situation as different from what was observed when the UPND was in opposition, when the party was able to beat the ruling party, indicating the PF was losing ground.
A clear reflection and a clear message. After citizens have shown our colleagues who went into Karurushi using the deceased as a message, as a manifesto, people in Karurushi said, no, we are not going to eat the dead. That one is God. Tell us what you are going to do for us. They never wanted to listen. Mluvinda went there to start lamenting. Mundubiro also did the same. I told them that, look, it is this behavior that people will punish. You are in politics. Our former head of state is gone. What is your message? They went to tell people now, this person was blocked. Who doesn't know that many people were shocked when they expected HH to arrest ECL immediately after assuming leadership? ECL was there. When we expected ECL to be arrested,
the Kasama High Court has upheld the conviction of opposition politician Chishimba Kambwili for hate speech and has been sentenced to 5 months imprisonment with hard labor effective immediately. The ruling follows the dismissal of Kambwili's appeal against an area judgment by the Kasama Magistrate Court, which found him guilty of using tribal and regional disgrace targeting the people of Southern Province. The original conviction was delivered by senior resident magistrate Simon Mumba, who underscored the importance of a protective sentence to deter hate speech and foster national unity. Despite submissions from Kambwili's legal team, citing his status as a first-time offender, underlining health condition and past ministerial service, the High Court upheld the seriousness of the offence and broader implications. Kambwili is expected to serve his sentence at Milima Correctional Facility in Kasama. Teresa Mwansa, a practicing teacher, has expressed mixed feelings on the proposed licensure exam for teachers, questioning the accountability of the lecturers who trained them. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mrs. Mwansa wondered if the exam implies that the lecturers failed to properly train their teachers. She has doubted about the effectiveness of licensure exam in stabilizing teachers' quality, given the prevalence of corruption in the system, believing that unless the exams are conducted without corruption, they will not achieve their targeted purposes.
The idea of the licensure exams for teachers is not a bad idea. It is a very good idea. But what about lecturers who are training the teachers? Does it mean they didn't train this teacher properly? Because I understand teachers write assignments and tests, exams, and in my opinion, the system itself is full of corrupt activities. And I'm sure these licensure exams will be corrupt free, then I don't think even standardizing the teaching system will be done, because you will still be going back to the same things.
Works have advanced on the 20-kilometer Kapilimposhi bypass road, a route that forms a key part of the Lusaka-Tundola dual carriageway project. Speaking in a statement, Ministry of Information and Media Director Spokesperson Hali Kapata says the bypass route, which is meant to divert traffic from the Kapilimposhi town center, is nearing completion. Mr. Kapata says the bypass road is integrated into the main 327 kilometers Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway project, which includes bypasses at Kawe, Kapilimposhi and other towns. He says the project is being carried out through the $650 million private-public partnership concession, with construction expected to be completed in 3 years.
This bypass stretches approximately 20 kilometers, diverting food traffic away from Kapilimposhi town center. The construction includes two lanes in each direction, one carriageway in each direction, complete with drainage and other key works. This bypass is integrated into the main 327-kilometer Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway project, which includes bypasses at Kawe and other towns and new infrastructure across the corridor. This project is carried out under $650 million public-private partnership concession, with construction prone to be completed in 3 years, with this one being the second. President Hakainde Hichilema launched the works last year in May.
The Republican and Progressive Party, RPP, has reported the Lusaka prominent lawyer Makebi Zuru to Law Association of Zambia, LAZ, for misconduct. Speaking after submitting the petition, RPP Secretary General Daniel Changu noted that his party has decided to take action in response to Makebi's recent public conduct, particularly surrounding the funeral arrangement of the late former President Edgar Chagwalungu. Mr. Changu says that the party is committed to upholding the rule of law and democratic values. Therefore, any conduct that risks questioning the profession must be addressed definitely.
And members of the media, that our party, through the Office of the Secretary General, has formally reported Mr. Makebi Zulu to the Legal Practitioners Committee of the Law Association of Zambia. This action has been taken in response to Mr. Zulu's recent public conduct, particularly surrounding the funeral arrangements of the late former President Edgar Chagwalungu. His statements and actions, in our view, fall short of the decorum and professional ethics expected of a legal practitioner in the Republic of Zambia.
Church News.
And in church news, the Social Love Center Church has called on youth to use technology for productivity as opposed to using it to propagate immorality. Speaking to One Love Radio News, General Overseer Pastor Kamulile Piri says technology is neither good or bad, but the people that misuse it are the problem. Pastor Piri further called on the church to focus on working on the hearts of the people through preaching messages that help to transform the mindset of the congregants.
Are the problem or have a challenge? So we need to now work on the hearts of the people. And you rightly asked about, tradition and culture. One of the things that we must know also is that traditions evolve, cultures and traditions evolve. They are never static. You and I right now are talking to each other using technology, should we have stuck with what our forefathers were using in the 1600s? No. But we're using this technology for a good cause. So really the bridging of the culture, from my perspective and from my understanding of the Bible, has to do with the heart of man.
We have more in foreign news and sports news after this break.
Listen to One Love Radio main news. At 8 hours.
Those people just deliver according to what people want. Let them not be as we voted.